This is MSU Today. I'm Russ White. Susie Elkins is Director of Broadcasting and General Manager of WKAR Public Media at Michigan State University. She was named to her current position in March of 2017.
Well, I knew I was going to learn a lot, and so I'm not surprised at how much I've learned, but I have to say that taking some time to reflect has been important for me to try to stop for a minute and see how we might make adjustments based on what I'm learning. So, of course, I'm learning a lot from our own staff. I've learned a lot from listening and talking with our audiences, both in TV and radio, and certainly partners and collaborators, and just I've really spent the year trying to listen and learn as much as I can and help that shape our future and where we're headed.
She says it's a great time to be in broadcasting, in part due to the many different ways the audience can consume WKAR content in 2018.
Oh yeah, it's such an exciting time to be in our business. I mean, it can be overwhelming at times and a little scary sometimes, but it's also extremely exciting. And I think we're all here and able to shape the future of our business. And from my perspective, that means to me that we follow our mission to serve and to educate and to inspire and entertain. And so those are all things that frame how I think about the way technology is changing media and the way people interact with their media. It's always been personal, I think. TV and radio, it's a mass medium, but it's always been very personal for each individual. But now the onus really is on us as creators to make it even more tailored. So, of course, it'll continue to be personal, but sometimes now that means figuring out how to use the technology on the back end to tailor it to the liking of the person who's listening or watching and thinking about their own ecosystem of how they engage with information, entertainment, those kinds of things. So it's less about figuring out the program schedule and determining when people will hear or watch something and more about thinking about each of them as individuals and providing choices and options in content and information. So it's a little bit of a twist for us and has been difficult at times. It's really challenging to think about how to harness all the data that we need to really understand our listeners and viewers so that we can serve them in a really localized way. And so we're learning a lot every day about how to do that. But for me, it's exciting because it means we'll be able to serve them better. It means we'll learn so much more about them. And so it's an exciting time, but it's also challenging.
There are many ways consumers can engage with WKAR content in addition to the traditional broadcast airwaves.
Yes, and all the platforms are different and the way people interact with them and use them, their experiences are all different. And I think that's been a big challenge for us as producers and creators of content is to think about how to serve them across all these platforms. But what I keep coming back to is we're all human beings. We all still enjoy storytelling. The basic core components of what we've always done are still viable. They're still important. They're still at the heart of everything that we do. The difference is the tools are changing and experiences with that media are changing. And so, yes, we have to think about the story or the idea. But then we get the opportunity to think about how to tell that story in a multitude of ways. Whereas before, it might just be we had really quite standard ways of doing it. And now we can play around a little bit. And people are forgiving of maybe we can do something that's less expensive. The quality might be a little bit different, but it's okay because we've determined that in the design and it's meant to invoke a certain experience. And so that's kind of cool because used to be you had to have all kinds of money to do anything at all. And of course, money is still important in terms of the fundraising piece to allow us to gather the resources we need. But you can do something pretty simple, as long as the content is interesting and compelling. You don't have to have a crew of 50 to tell a unique, interesting story.
The challenges ahead for media organizations mostly all involve serving audiences.
Certainly, each medium has its own unique challenges, but across the board, I think it's similar in trying to serve audiences. It's understanding them, understanding what they're interested in, what they want. It is reflecting your own community at a local level and connecting it to what's happening nationally, but still providing that, putting up the mirror to us locally. That's really a big component of what we can do that other media organizations maybe don't have. That's not in their core DNA necessarily. And so the challenge with that, though, is having enough people and having enough money and resources to get out into the community in the way that we need to learn as much as we need to learn in order to tell the stories. And so across the board, that's always going to be a challenge. And we're getting creative and thinking about different ways we can do that. We certainly are trying to leverage our connection with the College of Communication Arts and Sciences and with others on campus. Certainly providing experiential learning opportunities is one of our hallmarks and something that we're really focused on doing. And so bringing the students in to apply the knowledge that they're gaining in the classroom in real-world situations allows us to have a few more people who can help try to meet our mission. So we're working with professors in the college and their students and giving them, you know, real-world assignments to create and tell stories online interstitially for TV, for instance. And we have a lot of students working with us and helping to tell the stories for radio and online and digitally. And so when we really harness the power of being a university licensee, then it makes those challenges seem less imposing. Most people that know and love WKAR, it's the programming, of course. That's what people most want to talk to me about is I saw this amazing documentary last night, or I heard on NPR this morning about, you know, what we're doing locally to deal with potholes. You know, I mean, these are important issues for us here locally. But what I think sometimes people don't know, and we could probably do a better job of, is telling about all the things that we do to try to leverage that programming and make it as useful as possible to the people here in our community. So, for instance, we last year launched an initiative called WKAR Family, and it is based off of our PBS children's educational programming, but we want to extend the learning from those programs. And so we've created workshops and agendas that trainers who are working with kids and families can use. And so we take this research-based wonderful educational programming and put it in the hands of teachers and kids and families and caregivers who then can learn even more from it than they do just sitting and watching. And then coupled with that, we really have developed some pretty amazing relationships with our early childhood educator partners on campus, researchers who've given their life's work to understanding what needs to be done to move the needle in children's learning. And so we've spent the past year learning from them and their research and developing videos and content that we can put on the air for kids and families and teachers, you know, tips, resources, little bits of information that come from this research that can support what parents are already doing, but also just give a little extra tip to increase the learning of their kids, because they're, of course, their kids' first and best teachers. So that's what this platform is all about, is really taking every resource we have available to us and trying to get it in the hands of the people that need it most. So we're really excited about that. We've launched an app this year so that people can listen to the streams. They can watch video on demand. We're really just trying to put as much information into the hands of people when and where they want it. So we think that app was pretty important, and we're in the process of promoting that right now. And we're also really excited about our show Curious Crew. This fourth season is offered nationally, and we have 50 stations that are airing it across the country and in some pretty major markets like New York and San Francisco. And so that's really exciting, because now that show is out, teachers really wanting to move the needle in next-gen science standards for their kids can use the show and all of the resources that we've built to go along with it. And it's pretty exciting for us to have created it here in our studio with, you know, local talent and you know, 12 kids each season that come in and audition to be part of the show. they're going out and doing roadshow events, and it's something I'm really, really proud of. And it was built and created by the kids here in this community. And, of course, Dr. Stevenson, our host, Rob, is real special. And so the programmers are telling us they love it, they want more seasons, and so that's pretty exciting, too.
Elkins holds a bachelor's degree in telecommunication and a master's degree in educational technology, both from MSU. And it was WKAR that drew her to MSU.
Well, it's really funny. I came to MSU because I had taken some production courses. I started at Central Michigan University, which I really loved. I took all my production courses there and worked on a show called All Kidding Aside at Morehall Television. And when I decided that's really what I wanted to do, I had heard that WKAR employed students, you know, gave students part-time jobs to gain experience. And so the person in charge of student employment was joking with me and said, why don't you, you know, transfer to Michigan State? I'll hire you. And so I did. The very next year, my sophomore year, I transferred to Michigan State, and I got a job at WKAR. And so that's what WKAR brought me to Michigan State as a student.
You never left.
And I did. I graduated, and I thought it was important to get out. My whole life, all I had ever wanted to do was work in downtown Chicago, moved, you know, so many of our students want to get away for a bit and see what it's like. And so that had sort of been a dream of mine. And I did that. I worked at a 24-hour television news station that was relatively new, owned by WGN. And it was great. It was a wonderful experience. But it also taught me that 24-hour cable news wasn't what I wanted to do, and that I really missed the public media environment and the mission. And so, and of course, I loved Michigan State and the campus and the creativity of the students and the energy. And so when I got the call that there was a full-time position open and they wondered if I'd apply, it had been about a year and a half, and I thought, I've had fun in Chicago, but I'd love to get back to campus. And so I've been here now for, I think it's been about 23 years. Full time, and I've had almost every position you could think of at the station. And so for me, that's really beneficial, because I think I have a pretty strong understanding of what our staff is trying to accomplish in their areas and what their challenges are. And I just try to move any barriers away as fast as I can so that they can just keep going, because they're pretty amazing and much smarter and more creative than I was when I was in their positions. And so it's exciting for me to be in a spot where I can say, run, go, what can I do to help you, and so that you don't have any barriers to do what you want to do.
Susie Elkins believes it's a great time for students to be entering the communications field.
Oh, I think it's the perfect time to be thinking about that. I often think it doesn't matter what your major is. It doesn't matter, you know, what you are interested in doing in the future. You need to understand how to communicate, and it's such an important skill. And so students anywhere thinking about how to communicate through video or audio or games, you know, I mean, our colleges, I'm so proud of the College of Communication Arts and Sciences, because they're touching in on everything that I think is so important these days, because we all are communicating visually, we're communicating through storytelling. I mean, that's the way you get work done, no matter what industry you're in. And I think students that are in our college especially have a bright future, because they'll be informing and consulting with and creating content for people to help them do amazing things. And they'll be doing their own amazing things through their skill set. So I think probably sometimes we'll counsel our students and say, sometimes you think traditionally like, oh, I need to work at a TV station or I need to work at a radio station, but you can do this type of work that you love almost anywhere for any company, any organization. From a hotel to, I mean, the sky's the limit, really, in terms of what you want to do. And the equipment is so cheap, and it's so easy to do this type of work if you apply and practice, and you know there's still an art to it and a skill to it. And so yes, you can get the tools, but it's really important to learn how to be able to share your message in a way that's going to inspire someone to do something, to think something, to change something. And so that's still at the core of what we do and what's really important. But right now is just an amazing time for our students to be thinking about it.
Elkins is proud of WKAR's collaboration with MSU researchers and the Lansing School District through the PBS Kids Playtime Pad.
So another big initiative that we have been working on this past year is after the launch of the 24/7 Children's Channel and the launch of the WKAR Family Platform, we really felt we had a good opportunity to work with our researchers who's, you know, we'd been developing these partnerships with them. And so we decided to reach out to the Lansing School District and to leverage the PBS Kids Playtime tablets. Traditionally for us, we would often do something like that in a outreach mode where we want to provide tablets for children to use and to watch video and to play PBS Kids games and things like that. But it was Dean David from the college who said, that's a really great idea, but I think we should also learn something from it ourselves. And so can we involve some researchers and, you know, let's put these tablets in the hands of every kindergartner in the Lansing School District. And that'll be an amazing thing in and of itself. But we can also learn from the kids. We can study their habits on the tablet. We can see how they interact with the games, and it can really inform our research and understanding of how kids use interactive media to learn. And so that's the most exciting thing for me, is being a part of this college and the university and having people who are interested in those kinds of things and wanting to give us that information so that we can make change. We can make positive change and help these children be as successful as possible in the future. And so to work on this Playtime Pad research project with all of our partners, that's been the most exciting thing for me this year, I think.
What does Elkins want you to know about WKAR?
What I hope most people know about WKAR is that first and foremost, we're here for the community, and everything we do is in thinking about what they need or would like us to be doing for them. So if we're going to make a decision, it's going to be the decision that's best for our audience and for our listeners, not necessarily best for us as a staffed organization. And so that's been something we've really been talking a lot about this year, and I think that shows in our work, and I want that to be a key component of everything that we do. I think it's extremely important for us to be out in the community listening and learning as much as we can, and that will inform our work. And I also hope that people know that we think it's really important to be a place where our students and young people can learn. We should be leaders in teaching them not only a craft, but how to apply themselves professionally. So we really require all of our students who are working with us to be here on time. And we're pretty tough on them. And I think it's the right thing to do, because the work that they're able to turn out with us is pretty remarkable. And so I'm really proud of that. And that's something that I like to talk about, because we certainly couldn't do the work that we do without the students that we have working with us. But we also take it very seriously in knowing that we want them to be successful in their futures as well. So that's an important piece. I also think it's important to know that we want to represent our community and Michigan State University at the national level. So it's been important for me to think about how to leverage our national content locally, but then also how to leverage our local original content in the national context. And so I've really been working to get to know folks at PBS and CPB and NPR and learn as much as I can about how our local stories can impact people universally. So there's a lot that folks in our country can learn from what's happening here in Michigan, can learn from what's happening here on campus. When you think about our own stories and the research that happens here. So that's on my mind a lot, too, is we really want to be the best university licensee in the system. And so that's a goal of mine. And there's a lot of different ways that one could look at that and think about accomplishing it. But that is something that's on our minds is wanting to represent like a Big Ten university would expect their television and radio stations to represent. And finally, the whole technology piece of making sure that everything that we do is we get it to the people that want it the most. So whether that means it's an educational piece, and we have invested a lot in education this year. MSU FCU supported us with a $250,000 grant to build our capacity for education, and that's transformational from my perspective. I mean, there's so much we can do to help this community, and looking forward, we're really interested in understanding this third grade reading benchmark and helping teachers and parents prepare their children so that they can hit that benchmark. And so we'll be focusing a lot on that in the future and thinking about how we can use every resource at our disposal to make positive change within our community. So I feel like we have a lot of responsibility, but it's also a lot of fun, and we're really excited to get moving.
That's a very busy and dedicated Susie Elkins, Director of Broadcasting and General Manager of WKAR Public Media at Michigan State University. There's more on everything we've discussed at WKAR.org. And I'm Russ White for MSU Today.